The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
There's a girl, she's a star. She's got style. Steffi Star, you see her face around the town. She's popular. Steffi Star.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
And we have a top producing real estate team.
With Coble Banker in Easton.
Yes. We have two amazing, huge guests today.
I mean, pretty much the most important people in our office.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So to my right is our manager, our gorgeous manager.
Oh, thank you.
Alona Robbins.
Hello, ladies.
And next to her is seated our gorgeous loan officer, Jesse Correa Paquette. I have to just get, can I just talk for 1 second?
Yes.
I look extremely bosomy today. Meredith, look at the camera.
This table is lower. That's it.
Oh. Well.
I've been trying to figure out what, I don't need to change it, but I just,
Meredith is sitting
low. I'm like out of sorts.
She's sitting low, I think. And now you're going to have to bring your microphone up because you can't talk in the top of it. But look at my chest.
Hi. It's gorgeous.
No, in the thing.
Oh, it on looks screen. Great.
Oh my God.
It looks good. Plus you have a little tool.
Adam, what did you do to the camera? There's a weird angle going on.
Tables are out of sorts. It's all like right. Everything is all moved
the
around.
The pink does the whole highlighting.
Stop. Like it looks gorgeous.
All right. I just had
just
to get that.
It.
And you have tulle on your shoulders and it looks great.
It does. It
thanks, girls. All right, let's get the show started.
There should be some salsa music playing.
Dun, right? Dun, dun. So it's May, and May is busy real estate time.
Absolutely.
Right? Hopefully.
Yes.
Yes, always.
Except, Alona, we need
listings.
Right?
Like shaking trees.
So,
like everyone's
I know,
have
I think
to start
we're missing a
house.
Huge meeting right now about listings.
We are.
Well, it's not our fault. This was scheduled years ago.
It was.
Yes. And for those of our viewers, listeners who don't sell or buy or whatever involved in real estate, what do listings mean?
Listings are when you have a seller who is looking to list their property because they are making moves elsewhere, no longer want to reside there.
So people, sell your home.
Sell your homes.
What is it going to get you people to sell your home?
Yeah.
What is the problem here?
Yeah.
I think they need to call Team Weinstein Keach and there probably sell their
I'm
house.
In agreement.
Obviously.
Very much so.
Obviously. And we're just Weinstein Keach.
Okay. Sorry.
You know, like Bergdorf Goodman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weinstein Keach.
Exactly.
Cher.
Right.
Prince became a symbol. Weinstein
so
Keach.
There's all kinds of problems and issues why people don't want to sell their houses.
Like what?
Well, the biggest thing we hear is, I have nowhere to go.
True.
And
that is difficult because in the market right now, you know, it's
how about
imbalanced.
This? How about this? Sell your house, get a ton of money.
Yeah.
Put it in the bank.
Yes.
And take a break from home ownership for 6 months to 1 year.
Yes.
And go rent. Because guess what? Great. Even if you don't have a mortgage on your mm-hmm. home,
yeah.
right? You are still paying taxes to the town and mm-hmm. you are still paying probably large bills with your monthly utilities.
Yes. Yep.
So cash out, folks,
yeah.
and take a break.
Yep.
It's almost like during COVID, right? We all took that break. So now we're just like.
Oh, I was like, what is
oh,
that?
Oh, what is that? Was that like your sound effects?
ASMR.
No, wait, break. We need a break.
A break. Take
can
a
we,
break.
Adam, can we break a glass?
I was just going to say. Glasses.
People need a break of home ownership.
They do.
That's why they need to sell.
Travel the world.
Take
some money.
Right. Jesse was just on a motorcycle ride.
In the desert. Calling listing agents saying, hey, this buyer's really pre-approved. You should take their offer.
I mean, Jesse, what'd you do? You pulled over on the motorcycle. Wait, do you wear chaps?
Well, it was in the desert, so I didn't need my chaps. But yes, when necessary, I will definitely put some
chaps on. Why do you wear chaps?
You do it, one, God forbid you crash, it will save your skin.
Yeah. Oh.
But if you're cold, the leather keeps the wind from coming through and making you even colder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Yes, leather is our friend when we're on a motorcycle.
Got it.
Yep, yep. Definitely. The jeans are really nice, but the wind will still make you cold.
Wait a minute. Where did you go?
Yeah, I want to know. About
we went to Vegas. My husband is a Blue Knight, so we went over to Vegas for the Southwest.
Wait, what's a Blue Knight?
A law enforcement motorcycle club.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, who knew?
And how many people are involved?
Throughout the country, there's, you know, tens of thousands. For this conference, there was 210 knights plus their guests.
Oh, wow.
Jesse, how did he get his motorcycle over?
We had to rent one when we got there.
So it wasn't yours?
No, it wasn't ours. But you know what?
Was it an upgrade?
No. Come on. A Harley's a Harley, guys.
Well done.
So you can rent a Harley?
Yeah, we did. Oh, we rented a Harley when we got there. If we were to drive, it's like 4 days driving and then 4 days home. Unfortunately, it's real estate that I'm in and it's the middle of the spring market. So
Don't have that time.
Don't have that time.
What about, so you had to pack your motorcycle boots to the desert?
I wore my boots because they're really heavy in the luggage, and I got to bring a couple of extra pair of shoes.
Jesse, stop banging on the table.
I'm sorry. Right, I'm Adam? Sorry.
Wait, so
Adam,
what do you do for a Blue Knight conference?
So there's a couple of actual meetings where they conduct their business about how to get more members and where they should be doing. They do a lot of charity, the Blue Knights do, so what their next charity event should be. And then we have lots of maybe time where we congregate and tell stories and maybe have a little, now that the writing is done, maybe have a couple of cocktails and tell funny stories. And
so it's a motorcycle, it's a drinking motorcycle game.
No, listen, first of all,
that are law enforcement.
We don't drink and drive, number one, super important. But it's just, you know, there's a lot of fellows that were in law enforcement for a really, really long time, and now they're retired, so they keep in touch with each other. I'm the youngest one by a lot, guys. Like, you know, sometimes they're telling me stories about their kids that are 10 years older than me, and I'm feeling like, you know.
Jesse, how old are you?
Do I have to say that? No.
I'm
going to be 47 in 2 weeks. Oh, yay.
You're young. You're young.
Wait, when's your birthday?
May 30th, Memorial Day.
When's your birthday again?
26.
And I'm the 24th.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of Geminis.
There's somebody else that's 25, I think.
Wow.
My grandmother was 25.
There's someone else in the office.
Yep.
23, 24, and 25.
Mm-hmm. Should we have cake?
No, you're 26.
We should always have cake.
White. I agree.
Should I plan it?
I think we should do a different kind of a cake.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Do you want an ice cream cake?
Maybe Candidameister.
A Candidameister cake with the strawberries dipped in chocolate.
I'll sound Anthony over there. He loves to pick chocolate up a Candidameister.
Sorry. Talking about cake.
I mean, we speak the same language. It's just like dripping inside. It's like amazing.
Right. It's
decadent. Not to say I don't like whites, because I do like whites. And I love a traditional birthday cake. Do you know who has among the best birthday cakes?
Shaw's.
Correct.
I love Shaw's cake.
Shaw's cake is like
delicious.
Off the cup.
The sugary frosting.
Yep.
So
plus
good.
The cake is light and fluffy. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone just to get their frosting from the bakery and then add it to your own home cake?
Excuse me?
What?
You can buy just their frosting?
You can go to the bakery at Market Basket at Shaw's and just ask them for a tub of frosting. And they will normally give you a tub of frosting. They'll put a price on it. And then you can take it home and frost your own stuff.
There you go. Frosting, as you know, it has changed forever.
Changer. You know what? We might as well just end the podcast now.
There you go, ladies.
That was huge.
Yeah.
You know, that just reminded me that I had two desserts last night. Damn it.
Well,
every time I wake up in the morning, I go, damn, what did I eat last night? Because, well, I had an event, and after the event, we went to Ocean Prime. Mm-hmm. And so Alexa and Brooke, they did all the ordering, and we had fabulous sushi and steak tartare. And all kinds of things. Next thing I knew, there was a 7-layer carrot cake in front of me and the butter cake.
Steph, you didn't mention what else you were drinking with all of those. So I'm sure it was all water, correct? You had lots and lots of water.
Sure.
Or the drink was a dessert, too.
Yes, that's what I was assuming.
I want to go to Ocean Prime now. Meredith, I think I need to go.
You will love it.
Birthday party at Ocean Prime.
Wait, what's the other one I go to?
We solved the problem.
Can we go for
Gourmet
lunch?
Garden.
No, the Cove. Not in the Seaport. Ocean Prime and what's the other one? I have to take you because it is your vibe all
I think I'd like to go eat a lot. Go and gorge.
Yeah. We need to eat.
Mm. On the birthday cake, I know that there are lots of things that are absolute. The butter cake. I mean, there's so many cakes that are amazing desserts, but I think that the birthday cake is the true perfect confection.
I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, is that the true perfect
cake? You have emotion added to it because it's okay. For a birthday, so it's celebratory.
Celebratory.
Right? If done right, it's like...
I don't know, Meredith. Maybe we should go on a dessert tour. So one year, Meredith and I decided we were going to go on a burger tour, right? We were going to find the best burger in the South Shore. After eating several burgers, we decided maybe this wasn't the best idea.
My pants started
getting tighter. We don't even remember.
Well, so you could have birthday cake every day.
We can.
You
can.
I'm just saying, like, the perfect confection is, I don't know. I'm going to add it to my list of perfect foods. And on that list also is eggs, because you can eat eggs 10,000 different ways.
Agreed. Right.
The potato, you can eat a potato 10,000 different ways. Pizza, you can eat 10,000 different ways. And birthday cake, you can eat 10,000 different days and ways. And you pretty much could eat all of that every day.
Mm-hmm. It's a full meal.
I think sometimes if I was stranded on an island, that's what I imagine.
Like, wait, food, you think about being stranded on an island?
More often than I should acknowledge.
And
I also, when I meet you, I think in my mind, would she be good on my island? Like, what
really?
What would Alona contribute?
I thought you were going to say...
I might not invite you.
Meredith, you have, because you have a piece of tree in your hair.
Oh. I'm going to keep it.
Okay. It's like having the pollen with you.
Yeah, it's pollen. Do you know that dogs eat that?
My dog acts so bizarre. Anyway, going back to the island.
Yeah, sorry. Island.
You know, like, do you know how to build a septic system? Probably not. So I don't know if I'd invite you.
Oh.
Do you know how to build a house? Probably not.
Damn.
If you are on the island, do you really need a septic system?
Or maybe.
Could you go old school and just do the cesspool?
So I think Swiss Family Robinson treehouse. Do you guys remember that?
Loved it. Loved it.
And they had to create.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where my mind goes.
Okay.
All right. Offering value.
Right.
Better than talking to a...
And I don't really contribute anything, so I'm just there.
During the whole movie.
Like, what could I do? Well, my farming isn't even that extraordinary. My gardening.
You fly fish. No. You snowshoe.
I have.
You're a writer.
I have.
You are a reader.
I can read.
Yeah.
But none of that is anything I can really genuinely contribute to society.
You're really
not even. I could be a lumper. Like, I can carry stuff. I don't know how to build a house.
I feel like... you can do stuff on the island.
I could teach.
You can teach.
But how many people are going to be on really the island?
I don't know. I just
envision. Okay. Island of people.
It's honestly something I think about.
She says she's been thinking about it for a while, and she's been deciding if you could come or not.
Like, would you
know how many people are on the island by now?
She's thinking about this.
I don't know that they would what they can contribute.
They're out. Sorry.
Sorry,
children.
I mean, like what you think when you're at networking events, like... When people come up and meet you?
It's something I'd think about, like if I were on a run or a walk. You know, it's like winning the lottery. Okay. And then you've got miles of what would I do if I won the lottery? You can go into different areas.
My husband and I talk about what we're going to do when we win the lottery often. And we actually talk about it, well, if we win this amount of money, this is what we'll do.
But you're supposed to say, when we win $3 million, this is what we're going to do with that. And then when we win $10 million, this is what we're going to do with that.
Exactly.
You're big on that, right? You write your gratitudes out
every day? Yes, I had our team. So Meredith and I are very, very different team leaders. She's all business and I'm all manifestation. I'm like, guys, you don't have to work that hard. Listen, just it'll come to you. It's fine. And then Meredith meets with everybody and they have to have their business plans. And so, you know, some of the people on the team, you know, on my side, they're like, we don't want to write a business plan. We just want to manifest. And then Meredith's people are like, we want to meet with you for the business plan.
If you're ever going to an event where there's going to be a shortage of parking, go in Stephanie's car because she's going to be, a parking
spot. Yes, there's a parking space.
In the front row. And there you pull up and there's your front row parking.
Absolutely. I kind of lost my train of thought what I was going to, but I wanted to tell you. But I did go to an event last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so awkward kind of going to these networking events, right? And you have your name tag and you're just like, hi. Thanks for anyone. I work with Cola Pinker.
Thank God for the name tag, though.
Right. But anyway, I haven't really looked at this yet, but one of the women that I was speaking to, I said, oh, do you have a card? And she said, you can have this. And it was sealed. And then I opened it up this morning. I haven't really looked, and I don't have my glasses on. But there looks like there's some cards in here. And
oh, brilliant. So yeah. She gave those out to people?
Yeah. So instead of just handing a card, she's an event planner. And so, yeah. And so she had these,
very nice,
you know, nice things in an envelope, and everything was all set. Isn't this pretty?
Smart.
Like, should we copy?
That's smart.
I know. It's very smart.
Isn't that a great word to use?
So smart.
Smart.
Swipe and adapt.
Very smart.
And adapt.
Yeah. So I just thought it was pretty. And so it made me.
Business cards.
Yeah. Made me. Oh, yeah. Now, I also have that electronic business card. Do you guys have that?
No.
Kliggy just gave it to me.
Those are great. I've seen those.
I have it in my bag right now. I have to set it up. And so you just
QR code it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then all your information goes in.
And all goes. It's great.
Nice.
And I did want to show you one more exciting thing.
Yeah.
That you guys have these. I mean, this is like the best thing.
Oh, Courtney Pumpkin has that.
Oh, she does?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Lovely. So I just ordered. These are so cheap. You can order a bunch.
That's a good sign.
I like
Adam
it.
Adam has that. Adam, he likes it. So this is on Amazon, and I think I got 6 of them or 12 of them.
Oh, those are fun.
This, I mean, I was out with the girls the other night, and the hot flash came, and I thought I was going to die. Cousin Freya goes, cousin, hold on. And it was a lifesaver.
Oh, my goodness.
Lovely.
$1 million ideas right there.
Yep.
Little fan.
So that's all.
That's
great.
Smart.
Smart.
So during networking events, you bring your minivan.
Yes, always. They're going to be in all my purses now.
This is so really smart.
Isn't that? I love that idea.
I know.
Basically bringing a gift to a networking event.
Right.
But this networking event was not just a party. It was you go to meet people, right?
Oh, yep, we go to meet people. So it was a networking business people.
Business to business.
Yep, business to business. And we had Nora, what's her last name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf came. She is a financial planner. Mm-hmm. So she was excellent. Mm-hmm. She put on such a good presentation, and so we're hoping to get her on the podcast too.
She's really smart too.
She graduated Tufts. She's been in Forbes. She's mm-hmm. the top of the top.
She is, yeah. TV. Doesn't have a TV show or something like that?
I don't know.
She's pretty. She's pretty. Smart.
She wears nice shoes.
Yeah. And so anybody, and Dana Zola, my friend Dana Zola, put the event on last night. And anyone that was at the event, now we get a free meeting with Nora.
Oh,
and so you can bring all your financial stuff. And so the biggest takeaway was for our kids, right, to start putting $150 away a month.
$150?
That's it. And they will be a millionaire.
Oh.
I need to tell my daughter this.
This is huge.
She's working already.
$150 a month. So Alexa is going to be having a meeting with her as well as Brooke. So that was very exciting. And then the other exciting person that was there was a love coach. And she was so exciting. And she will also be coming on the podcast.
That is
I said to her, are you Jewish? And she said, yes. And then she was sitting with Brooke and Alexa, and Brooke was taking notes.
What about Alexa? Was Alexa taking notes?
Oh, well, Alexa was drifting in and out of the conversation, but it was amazing. She's amazing. I can't wait. She said that being a love coach is her calling.
But can what
is
a love coach do? Meeting?
I was just going to say, can we do a lunch and learn?
I know. Can we do a lunch and learn?
I mean, she's fascinating. She was so great. And so, great. Yeah. And then I met there was a bunch of people. But, you know, you warm up after a drink or two.
It's a lot during doing networking.
Well, yeah. You walk in and just like,
I don't know anybody. You have to talk.
Right.
Four questions.
Hey, we're Nicole and Baker.
I think I've only been to one.
I'm Stephanie Weinstein. I have a team of 11. My partner's Meredith K. Keach.
Is that your elevator?
Kinda.
Business partner.
Partner.
Business partner.
Well, we never know what to say. Right.
Well,
I'm
it
like,
depends on which way you want the conversation
well,
to go.
Exactly.
It could save you or not.
Right. I said something before. I'm like, partner. And the person's like,
oh.
And I'm like, oh no, not that kind of partner.
Yep.
Yeah. And so
I've experienced that before where people have said that to me, like they're talking about their teams and they say they have a partner. And you always have to like ask.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah, you have to figure it out. You gotta ask a few more questions.
Well, so
you never know.
Meredith and I are going to the Breakers and I'm like, we really need two rooms. I said to the woman, I'm like, I really don't want to share a room with Meredith. And so luckily I got the good news yesterday that we do have a second round.
We were sweating it out a little bit.
Yeah, we were.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. So that was exciting.
That's That's great. Do they know what the breakers are?
Who knows? They could give you a king and you're like, I don't want to bunk with you.
Because I said to them, well, we're going to have two beds, right? She's like, you just don't know what you're going to get. I go, excuse me? Yeah. Not only I have to share a room with Meredith, now I have to sleep with her? I'm like, you know what? I might not be going. I said, if we don't get a second room, I'm not sure I'm going.
And look at that. They found a second room.
They found a second room for us.
Miraculously.
Well, we have to pay. But yeah. It's the corporate rate.
Yeah.
That's fine. Great.
It's fine.
Congratulations, y'all, for even making the breakers.
Thanks.
We're representing.
You are representing.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Your team does a great job.
Who else is going from Easton?
Carrie Flynn, Donna Davids, and then Team Weinstein Keach.
Weinstein Keach.
Yes. Weinstein Keach.
I stopped myself.
I know.
Weinstein Keach. And y'all ladies. So yeah, so for people who don't know, this is a big event that they do company-wide.
Yep.
Where all the top agents, top team leaders, all get to go down to Florida, and we call it the Breakers.
Yeah.
And so these lovely ladies.
Yep. Well, it's at the Breakers.
Correct. The resort is called the Breakers.
It's so lovely.
And we end up calling it the Breakers, even though it's called about like celebration of something.
Celebration of success.
Right.
It's a really long name.
We call it the Breakers. You're right.
And we just call it the Breakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty opulent.
It is. The resort is beautiful.
You definitely feel rich and famous.
That's because you are.
I like to do water aerobics with the old ladies. It makes me feel young and cute.
I didn't do water aerobics. You did?
No, I didn't do it last time. I did it the year before.
How
many times have you been to the Breakers?
Oh, we've been a million times.
Millions.
Mm-hmm. Millions.
Millions. I went to the gym last time. I was very proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got in a gym workout while you were down?
I'm not doing that.
Here's my theory with that. If you go to a place like that, the gym's going to be amazing.
True.
So it's worth it to take time out. There was a trainer. I think there were actually two trainers in there.
Oh, wow.
In the gym.
I'm going to suggest for this trip for you not to go to the gym. I'm going to suggest you partake in the water aerobics with all the rich old women.
I'll do it.
They are fascinating.
Yep.
They all have memberships to the Breakers.
Yep.
And they are fabulous. It's going to be women that
I can do both.
But then I would also like you to walk.
Yes.
Walk the grounds.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
The Flynns took a bike ride.
Yes. We can do a bike around the grounds.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's so fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah. And this year, I'm not going to stay attached to you. I'm going to network.
Good.
It was very
so important.
Well, it is, but it's really hard. It was like Weinstein family vacation and the Flynn family vacation. So I wanted to hang out with my peeps.
That's hard.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to. It was fun. It's a couple days of just hanging out with your people. Alexa and Brooke were there, and it was like, no, Brooke wasn't there.
And you guys do a great job at networking. Like, not a lot of people can network effectively, efficiently.
I think you're right.
And it's an art form. It's a skill.
Yeah.
It's the salesmanship. It's that whole craft. And so y'all do a great
job. How you doing,
huh? Hey, what you gotta do over here, huh? But the other part of that is, too, you're also with really successful agents just like yourself. So you're going to get those little things where you see, oh, that's how they said that, or that's how they did that. You're going to pick up on that extra scripting, and you guys crush it. So go and have fun.
It's fun.
Do you guys go ahead.
Networking in a room full of salespeople is pretty easy.
Because everybody talks.
I explained that to our team when we went to the awards last week or the week before, and said, this is a perfect opportunity to kind of lay it all out because nobody's going to judge you.
Yeah.
And walk up to people and say hello. I had a woman walk up to me and say, can I have your phone? I said, sure. And she put her name in number in my contact.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Perfect. Right? I mean, then that's when it's easy.
Do you know that K-Pow's going out for drinks today with Alexa from 5 to 7?
What?
Yeah.
Alexa said she threw a great dinner.
I know. No, it was
Alexa's getting around. She's doing some great things out there.
You were just going to say Alexa gets it.
I was, and I rolled it down. Alexa, you're not getting around.
She is networking.
So you kind of are. Right. Kind of. If you're networking and you're making contacts, you're getting around.
In a really good way.
That girl lights up a room.
Yes,
but yes, but K-Pow did a fabulous cocktail party for her clients.
Brilliant.
But women only.
Ooh.
And it was 2 hours. It was open bar. It was appetizers. And everyone was raving how much they love her. And she had a card reader. And so Alexa was thrilled with her card reading. She got great news about her love life. And she just said it was amazing. She said it was so much fun.
Maybe that's why she tuned out the love expert. She's just like, I already got my cards read.
Maybe. Well, yeah, the card reader said, someone, you are going to meet someone in the month of July.
Oh.
July. Hot.
But she's going to start hitting the gym and getting it all ready.
I mean, wouldn't it be weird, though, if she didn't meet someone in July?
I think she's going to, but it would be weird.
If she didn't meet someone in the month of July.
Mary, if you don't believe in card readers...
No, I'm just saying it would be weird if I didn't meet someone in July.
You?
Meaning like we all do. Like you're going to meet someone.
No, her special someone. Her special someone.
Got it.
A gentleman.
Oh.
A gentleman. A gentleman caller.
A gentleman.
Imagine if
Mother
it really
happens.
Mother
must be very proud.
So proud.
A future gentleman caller.
Listen, I don't know how Mother can even handle Alexa dating because I saw Alexa and some young men last year and I was ready to throw some of the young men over the...
But she was networking.
7-8-story building because I was like, oh my God, get away from Alexa and Brooke. I don't even want them anywhere.
It bothered you?
Oh my goodness.
Jesse ran over to me.
Really?
She was beside herself.
Yes.
She's acting very mother hen.
Yes. Jesse, she's mine.
That's what
and
I said.
The other loan officer who invited these people, I was like, get those boys away from those girls before I throw them over the railing.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Oh,
Jesse is gangsta.
And I was just like, she's holding court. She's fine.
Yeah.
They're fine because it's her Amber.
I was dialing that down. So people who were recording us. Yeah. I was like, oh my goodness. The next day I was like, I don't think I could do that, honey.
Protective.
How do you? Oh, yeah.
Huh. Jesse loves to say honey.
Listen, that was my protective, you know, all those years of
Mama Bear. It was there. Out.
Yeah.
So speaking of party, Jesse Correa Peckett, tell us about Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland is the big celebration that GRA has.
What is GRA?
GRA, Guaranteed Rate Affinity, the number 3 mortgage company in the country. Woohoo. And your partner. So we're having a big party for all of our Coldwell Banker partners. And when I say Coldwell Banker partners, I'm not just, you know, we have the relationship between the two companies, but I'm talking people like you guys who really partner up with loan officers like me who support our relationship. And we are going to party hard in Boston on Thursday night.
Oh my God.
It is going to be so much fun.
I went last year. It was effing amazing. It was epic.
You
guys throw on a party.
Party is
it's
right.
It's on a roof.
Shoes were off.
It's on a rooftop in Boston.
Yeah. What are you guys wearing?
I'm going to wear a dress.
Are you?
What?
Remember,
yeah,
it could get
dress.
Cold. It could get a little cold. So bring a...
She'll wear a jacket.
Oh, my goodness. Think, your jacket, sister? Like,
oh, I know.
Yes,
that
was
awesome.
Hot.
But
I might
wear
that
again.
A jacket.
Oh,
a what?
A jacket.
A jacket.
Tell me
it's
about that.
It's a shirt jacket.
I know.
The one that's really flowy?
Nope. I have a black one I could wear. It's like a
Meredith
jacket.
Just bought like a lot of new clothes.
I did. Ooh. I needed them.
Is that shirt new? I love
it.
It is. The
and the pants, right?
That's because she's like got it going on and like nice and slim.
That's exactly the outfit I need for the cruise. We're supposed to wear khaki pants and a black top for
that's
the group picture.
Very neutral. Well, I apparently I take out seasonal warm stuff, cold stuff, right? So I pulled out my warm stuff and it was
way too big.
No, I just didn't have a lot. So I think I had purged last year. And so I didn't have a lot of work clothes. So I had to go buy a bunch of stuff. And it worked out great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Did you get shoes?
My pants for tomorrow.
I bought shoes too. Yep.
So you're wearing a dress. What are you ladies wearing?
To be determined. I'm going to go home today and start going through and saying, what about this and what about that? I might make a stop at our favorite store and see
Macy's?
What I can get. That's my favorite store. That's not Meredith and I's favorite store. Or I was going to hit Bedazzled and see, you know, hey,
she's
could
got
I find
some great
something
stuff.
Cute?
She has
some
You
know,
oh,
maybe
her store's
some,
adorable.
Maybe
it
some
really
tights
is.
With some bling on it. That's what I'm seeing.
Wasn't it? You told me that Posh carried the same brand.
Yes. Kim
so Posh was a boutique here in Easton. And
a very
high end.
High end. Yes. Yeah. I was going to say expensive, but
high end. It's high end. Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah, and she carries the clothes. Yes. Some of the clothes are really adorable.
Mm-hmm. What are you wearing, Alona?
I have pants with a t-shirt and a really nice jacket that I'm going to go with. I got to stay so that if dancing, working up a sweat, got to be able to.
Right, you have to layer in New England.
You got to layer.
Yes. Especially at
You'll
one of
dance?
These dance.
Oh, yes. The DJ was really good last time.
You like to dance?
He was.
I love to dance.
I love it. We can dance if we want to.
Like all the time.
Friends don't dance and you don't dance.
Do we talk? Because I didn't go last year. I don't know why I didn't go, but I didn't go.
So we're going to make a strategic effort to get in the corner. We are the heat. It was last year.
Oh, it's cold?
Well, it was great when we got there, but as the sun went down, we got a little chilly. So
that's why we're dancing.
That's why you
had to worry about your plants last night.
Yeah. What about tonight?
Today too.
I don't know.
I think I have to bring one plant in. Mm-hmm. I have a magnolia tree.
My pansies are so happy right now.
What's going on?
They're so happy. Okay. Because they're cold weather plants. They're bright and cheery. Oh. And usually, like we had that 85 degree day, they almost all died. Oh. But now they're like loving life.
Yeah, my flowers look great too. But then I feel so bad because I'm going away. Nobody's going to water them.
So you know what Arlene Keach taught me?
What?
Put them in the shade.
Just move them.
Move them.
Oh.
Put them in the shade and they'll put a whole ton of water in them in the shade. They'll be fine for when you get back.
It's amazing. Brilliant.
It works every time. So in the summer when I go away and all my beautiful flowers will die, I take the effort, even the flower boxes, put them under the deck.
Oh.
Everybody's fine.
There you go.
That is another.
Arlene Keach right there. Ace.
Amazing.
Cool, calm flowers. Yeah. There you go.
Wow. She's a gardener.
I do want to give Jessie a plug. Because she really has been amazing and really has helped us through many a deals that could have gone sideways.
Yes.
In fact, Meredith and I were co-listers on a property and the buyer had twice the buyer there. She couldn't get her loan, even though the loan officer, it was Daiso's house. Yeah. So even though the buyer was pre-approved with their lender, That first lender couldn't get it done. They went to a second lender, couldn't get it done. She's like, and they're like, we can't buy the house. And Meredith and I said, yes, you can. You need to go see Jessie Paquette. And sure as shit.
Yeah.
Jessie got it done. And she closed that deal.
So for those of you who are out there in listening land, you always have to have a lender who will always rescue the loan. That's our Jessie.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, she doesn't really want the rotten loans and like the hard ones. I'm not saying that.
The rescue ones.
Yeah. Right. But you have to have a loan officer in your pocket who knows what they're doing. They know the hard ones, meaning like FHA is tough or a buyer. What is it called? You get the programs.
The money, buy-down.
What's wrong with my brain?
The down payment assistance
program? Yeah, down payment assistance. So I had one where we're good to go and all of a sudden the down payment assistance dried up.
Yeah.
Mid-deal, right? Like who knows? Somebody buys something they shouldn't have bought. You know, they thought this, they thought that. Because the thing is about real estate, we do it every day, right? The four of us. But the general population might do it a couple times over a lifetime. And so that's where our job is, to really be that guide.
I think that the toughest part with real estate right now is there's too many, first of all, just in our job, so you're a piece and I'm a piece and then there's an attorney and an appraiser and
so many
we go
hands.
On and on. There's so many hands in the pot. But I don't ask my dentist how to fix my car.
Right.
So a lot of buyers are listening to everybody else, but they're not listening to their professionals. For whatever reason, they ask an agent to help them, and then the agent refers someone that they trust, like an attorney or a real estate professional, but then they never take the people's advice. And it's like, wait a second, we're the real estate professionals. You just said it. We've done thousands and thousands of transactions, but then they're not taking our advice because, you know, oh, the guy at work told me this, or even my parents maybe told me something.
Right.
Your parents are giving you advice from their heart. They're not giving you advice from their head or knowing where the market is coming from.
That's a good point.
So I think that sometimes is almost the hardest part right now, is they're doing things from emotion and from excitement or fear or all of it together. Mm-hmm. We're doing things from, okay, this is what you need to do to get you into this house and understand the process. And I'm going to walk you through everything. And they're hearing, but they're not necessarily listening. And at the end, all that emotion is unfortunately causing them to make bad decisions.
Right.
Trust your real estate professionals. That's what we're
here
for.
Well, that's it. And they really need to ask their agent, who should I use for a loan officer? Because we have loan officers.
Yeah.
We have Jesse. We have, and it, your offer is going to look better if you have a loan officer that we know, because now we can say they're pre-approved with my loan officer instead of Bank of America.
Yeah. It's accountability. It's the relationships in essence that you, that they're able to offer over to their clients throughout the whole process.
I have to go to the bathroom.
You can't leave right now. Wait, Adam, can we cut for like 2 minutes?
No, you're going to have to wait.
I drank a lot of water.
You're going to have to wait.
But I won't be able to enjoy myself. That's the rest of the podcast.
Sorry, suffer.
Yeah, you're going to have to hold it.
Adam, can we cut? Let's give me the other hosts. You can go and I'll talk.
Okay, I'll be back.
I get my list. That's fine. You know what I just realized, Alona?
What's that?
You have great lips.
Why, thank you.
I've never sat across from you when I, where like my eye was right on your lips.
Thank you.
Get great lips. Sometimes I watch the Instagram videos of putting lipstick on and you could do that. There was one I saw, it was like a stuff my nose, like they bleached around here to help define
the
and
lip.
then they
penciled it in.
Yeah, then they put coloring on the lips like a tattoo.
I was just going to say, I've seen some people tattoo their lips and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I could take the pain from that. And then I'm worried about what if they just go off a little bit wrong, like ever have the day where, and then you're like,
that would be bad.
You better love that tattoo artist. Yeah. We talked about trust. That must be that's one of those folks you trust because that's your face.
I do want to do my brows though.
Do you? But think about it. How many times have the style of brows changed? I can think of at least three different ones.
But I think they're semi-permanent, right? No?
But that's what I'm saying. At one point, it was these super, super, super skinny ones. And then it was the full, like, you know, caterpillars that I have. And then there's somewhere in the middle right now. So do you want to tattoo something that you can't change to stay, you know, hip and in style in the future?
She's like,
yes. Well, this one goes farther this way than this one. So when I pencil, I have to pencil in more. Mm-hmm. And then I get a bald spot in here somewhere. Mm-hmm. I didn't pencil today. The allergies, the pollen, I'm not as bad as I used to be. When I was in my 20s, it was like, and I lived in Amherst, which was the bottom of a valley. And it was like, oh my God, I felt awful. I don't feel that way, but I can't even, I put a little mascara on today, but. Mm-hmm.
You can't even touch your eyes.
No, it's like having sand in your eyes. It's so, we need rain so badly.
You know how the, I have the best esthetician ever, but like I can totally see, especially when I get tired, that like one side is drooping more than the other. And she's like, flip over. So sleep on the other side because it's your skin getting sleeping on one side.
Oh.
So I start on the high side, right? Yeah. So that the low side. You know I wake up even an hour later on the low side. I'm like, all right, can I get a facelift on just this one side of my head so it matches the other eye and we'll just be good? And they're like,
with the silk pillowcase?
The silk pillowcase.
I love silk pillowcases.
Listen, but then I color.
I've never tried one.
I might color my hair and then it doesn't. It
game
doesn't,
changer.
Really?
The silk, I have a silk pillowcase.
What? Of course you do.
All my kids, we all have silk pillowcases.
Why do you have a silk pillowcase?
It's good for your hair. Why do you think my hair looks so good, Marin? I can wake up with curly hair and I could like walk out the door if I really have to do.
I don't know though. Would that help with the sliding of the face?
Well, it helps with your skin too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Silk pillowcase.
Silk pillowcase. I have one in pink.
Yes.
And I have one in black. And I have one in silver.
Maybe that's what I should do is get the black. Because unfortunately, when the hair gets a little more red because it didn't come this color from God, it gets all over the pillowcases. So I use a towel, but maybe that's what I need is a black one.
Get a black one.
Yeah, get a black
exactly.
One. Yes.
Silk you can't sleep on cotton pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. And it's so cool. It's just like a whole different experience.
A bit of a cotton snob. I get the really high.
Wait a minute. We've learned some important things today.
I know.
You can buy frosting at Shaw's.
Right.
Yes.
Silk pillowcases.
Plants under.
Oh, yeah.
The
plants
porch.
In the shade.
Yep.
Right. The shade. Water them. And drench them.
Well, if it's like July and you're going away. Wait, your trip is in June?
We need listings. Oh, yeah, we need listings.
Weinstein Keach has a bunch coming on.
Yeah.
Of
course you do.
We've got two this week. One's a duplex condo in Easton at 104 Center Street and 52 Pond Street. That's an adorable little antique and on
really cute.
Pond.
I think it's the best street in Easton.
500,000. Oh, it's great.
Waterview.
Then in 2 weeks.
And you can walk to downtown. Yeah. That house is a lifestyle.
Yeah. And then in a couple of weeks.
I'm not launching anything Memorial Day weekend.
No.
It's my birthday. You should wait till after.
No. Yeah. It's normally a slow weekend.
I'm going
it's
to New York.
Slow. Oh, you are?
Yeah, we decided to go to New York.
To Manhattan?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're just going to go?
Yeah.
It's New York. Do you Airbnb it or you go to a hotel?
No, we're going to a hotel.
Fun.
We're going. So Kim's going down to see Jordan. So Tony and I, we're all taking the train together and we're just going to romp. I mean, I love it.
I highly like the Knickerbocker in Times Square if you're going to go someplace.
Knickerbocker?
What's the Knickerbocker?
Knickerbocker. Right in Times Square. It's right there on 7th Avenue. It's a hotel. It does have a restaurant as well.
I think we're staying in the financial district only because we need to stay near Jordan.
Got it. Yeah, no.
So we'll be there.
Anyone else? Times Square, Knickerbocker.
Are you going to go shopping again?
Obviously.
Okay. Yes. Just wanted to make sure.
Hello.
It's New York.
Obvi. Where will you shop?
There's a bunch of boutiques.
Like there's everywhere. Place that you're looking for specifically.
Nope.
Oh. You just go where your heart.
I do like to stroll down Canal Street.
Oh, Canal Street.
Sometimes it's too overwhelming though. You have to have something in mind that you want. Like I want the Chanel bag with fur and the double chain because it's unbelievable.
It is. I took my daughter there for the first time, and I must say, she handled it like a pro. Got a discount and everything. Got free stuff. She was great.
I hadn't been to Canal Street in a very long time. I'd say 20 years.
It's unbelievable.
You know, it's all pictures, though.
Oh.
Well, no, they had all the stuff laid out.
They had all the stuff out.
And they have women that, Louis Vuitton. Okay. They come whisper to your ear.
Yeah.
Gucci.
They'll come up to you. You're standing on the corner and like legit there's someone they like just whispering kept,
they, right,
in your
they
ear.
Literally come up and stand next to you. What do you want? Prada.
We have it. Follow me. Come. Yes, like legit. That's what
I
do.
Mean, it reminds me of the time I was in Mexico and I was having a massage and I don't really love massages. I don't really like people touching me like that. And all of a sudden she whispered in my ear, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah.
It was.
Well, your head's in the pillow.
What if I said no? What was she gonna do? I was scared.
Oh my goodness.
She asked me more than once.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah. No. They whisper, they come up to you.
Is that so you can go around?
When you go to Manhattan, like for me, yes. I think about it and I...
Can you guys not have a sidebar, please?
Immediately get kind of anxiety because I'm like, oh my God, so many people. It's so loud and like
it is.
So much.
It is, but honestly, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I might hit the pen.
What's that? Oh, got it. Right.
Hitting the pen?
Stephanie smokes pot.
But only when I go to New York.
Only New York, really? I'm looking at you like, I don't think I knew this.
Okay, well, the last time I was in New York, they sold them everywhere. So Kim and I are like, all right, let's hit the pen. So we hit the pen. So then she's like, I say button. And I'm like, no, you don't. You say button. She goes, no, I don't. I say button. And so with the tears, I couldn't breathe. And she was insisting that she says button. And so... whatever. So it was just, we laughed a lot when you hit the pen.
You can do that in Massachusetts now.
I won't do it in Massachusetts. Okay. I'll tell you. Hit the pen in New York.
Only New York.
Right.
Only on the island.
Yes, that's it. That's it. And so we'll do that and we'll just laugh and we'll go out for amazing Italian food and we'll shop and that's it. And then we'll come home and we'll be back to real estating.
That's awesome.
You'll be penless in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh. I brought my kids there and they loved it.
Oh yeah,
and a few of my friend, my daughter brought two of her friends, and they've never been to New York before. Mm. And we were legit in New York for Times Square, 5 minutes. We were at the Krispy Kreme because, of course, you've got to do Krispy Kreme in Times Square, right? We're in the shop, and all of a sudden, a guy walks in, and he starts throwing every F word to the woman who's at the cash register.
So great,
total New York.
So great.
Verbal.
Why was he yelling at her?
Because he wanted a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee. And she didn't do it right.
And he was cutting the line and he didn't wait in line. He's like, I don't want a donut. I just want a coffee.
He just wanted a coffee.
And the kid's face of pure terror on their looks was so, I'm like, it's okay.
This is New York, children.
This is New York. Welcome.
He didn't have a gun. It was fine.
I know. It was fine.
They didn't. Well, you don't know that, right?
They couldn't even eat their donuts because one of the girls was like, so like, she had so much anxiety.
I mean, think, like, they're so sheltered living here.
Damn. Yeah.
Like, right?
But then by like 2 days in, I asked her, I'm just like, so do you think you could ever come to school here? She's like, oh, yes, definitely.
They loved it.
So she saw like the whole, whole New York experience.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
I would never want to live in New York.
Me either. Way too many people.
I don't know.
Way too much going on. I can go for a weekend, but no way. I want to get in my car. I want to drive down the street. I want to be able to go without, even in Vegas, you're going one set of lights. You're at the light for 4 minutes before it changes again. There's people everywhere. Not everybody's as pleasant as they are in Massachusetts.
Yeah, because we're so nice.
I know. Yeah. It was a little sarcasm there, folks. I'm just
saying. I'm a true Gemini. I can live anywhere. Yeah. I get two personalities.
I think I need to take a trip to Manhattan now. I haven't taken my kids. I think I will.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
God. They'll love it.
Yeah.
My son fell in love with shoe shopping.
I bet.
Oh, yay.
Oh, now he like.
Yeah.
Now he's a shoe connoisseur.
Yes. Total shoe connoisseur. That's expensive in New York.
Of course.
My goodness. So, but lots of fun.
Even going into those super high-end designer stores is pretty exciting there.
Well, then when we go to the Breakers,
we
can take that car.
Yeah.
They have a car, a Tesla.
Yeah.
And they can drop us off at Worth Ave.
I feel like we need Benny for that.
I know.
She's like my permission slip.
Oh, my God. When Benny came 1 year, she's like, I need to go to Worth Ave. I'm like, let's go. She bought something in every store. That's right. Gucci. Prada. She was really trying hard to get me to buy a $7,000 Chanel bag. She's like, you totally need this. You'll have it. And I'm like thinking about it. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is like a few mortgage payments for me, which, okay, whatever. But then when she said lambskin, I was out. That poor lamb.
What other skin would be acceptable to spend $7,000 on?
And you know, but those bags, they do, you know, you can make money when you sell them. So they do, you know,
appreciate. They hold their value.
They do. And so, but she
So then you have to be in a market?
Huh?
You have to be in a market.
What do you mean a market? Those bags?
Like,
no, I went into Chanel. Resell
it? Or you trade it in?
Well, you would keep it.
You keep it. Then you can sell it. There's so many places that you can sell it online.
It was a gorgeous bag.
My hairdresser looks all the time online for all these used bags and how much she could get for
them. Probably goes on the Real.
Yeah, and she goes crazy over them. I was bidding on this one, but I got outbid by $300 on that one. And I'm like, well, what were you up to? And she was like, I don't know, $3,400 and something. And I'm like, okay, honey. And it was used how long?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a market, right?
I have a friend who collects bags. She literally has a bag, a designer bag in every color. I'm not kidding.
I'm not surprised because it's a thing.
Is she?
Right?
Yes.
And bags for me are so utilitarian and I like to change them by the season. I haven't done mine now, but I don't know.
I don't take care of any of my stuff.
Like I can't imagine reselling it. It's just not my thing.
I've worn 3 different pocketbooks this week, right?
Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You like to change it out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like to buy nice shoes, but I kill them. Within 3 days, I've already scuffed something on them, the toe, the heel, something. And I love them. They're beautiful, but I can't, like, I stop at $300 on a pair of shoes because I'm going to kill it.
Right.
How much were the shoes I sold you?
Like $195.
You sold her shoes?
Yes. They were gorgeous. They were
stunning.
These strappy with like grommets, black leather. I was like, oh my goodness.
You
I
loved have those.
Yes. And so did my husband, by the way. He thought they were fabulous. So.
That's because you wore them with nothing else.
Jesse
wore
shoes.
No, I might have had chaps on.
There you go.
Well then.
He's like, I love them.
Jesse likes to walk around naked. The shoes were too small on me.
They were.
What size is your foot?
6.5. I did have to stretch them a little bit because they were just on the toe, the part that went across your toe was a little tight after wearing them.
Are they
them.
Okay now?
Yeah, I stretched them out. They were great and they're gorgeous, all kidding aside.
I miss
Alona.
Those
let's
shoes.
Can we use this as a session to ask Alona questions?
Yeah, all
what's
right.
What's it like to be office manager, Coldwell Banker, Easton office? Yes. How many agents right now?
We are at 86.
Wow. So, what is it like to
God bless
corral
you.
Independent sales contractors? 86 Ooh, of them.
Crazy. Oh, that's a good question.
You've got lots of ADD, lots of type A.
Oh, we have every personality. So I base it off of the four personalities. We have party personalities, we have perfectionists, we have peace personalities, and then of course the all-time power personality.
Mm-hmm. I'm the peace personality.
I don't think so. Yeah,
no. I think you're the opposite of peace.
You want me to tell you what your personality
yes.
is in my book?
Yes.
In my book, you are power and perfectionist.
Oh, okay.
Wow. What am I?
You are party. Party and peace, and then you have a little bit of peace.
Party peace, yeah.
Party
yeah.
and peace,
yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
between the two of them, they have covered all four.
They
personalities.
Do, yeah. Which is why they're great at a team.
Makes
which
sense.
Is why it's so long ago they should join forces, y'all.
Yeah. Ying and yang, right?
Right.
There.
We are so yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also crazy.
Yep.
Easton.
Easton is so much. Let me tell you something. I've worked at a lot of different, you know, offices and brokerages. Easton is by far the funnest and best place.
It's a great culture.
It is such a good culture.
Yeah. We're all great friends there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We like to
hang out together.
Get together a lot.
We don't have any dominant toxics either.
No.
And we all share.
To. Yeah.
All share. Like that's, I think that's the amazing thing. And can I tell a story, like even from you?
Sure.
Is that there was a relatively newer agent on the up desk, which, and that is the front desk, or an agent normally sits there and they will answer any incoming phone calls from consumers so that if a consumer has a real estate question, they're able to answer it because only realtors can answer questions about that. And someone had called up and it was a particular, they were looking at something and for some reason they transferred it over to Stephanie. And Stephanie walked it back and said, no, like this is, you take the client, like you take the lead.
Nice job. And I did. I said, wait a minute, because she texted me and I said, are you at the office? I texted her back. She said, yeah, I'm at the up desk. I'm like, I'll be right there. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is your call.
Nice job.
Like, this is.
Mm-hmm. And it was a significant lead, if I remember correctly.
It was a 1 point something lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she called them right back and she said, I can help you. And then she set up an appointment and
went from there. I think she's still working with the client as well. So
it's just history. Nice job, Bontini.
I know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by this office. Like, this is such a great office, great collaboration. Everybody is willing to share fantastic ideas with each other. I like to call it, you open up the backpack, right? And you just want to share everything with everybody. Partnering, teamwork, abundance mindset, largest group of people I've ever worked with that have an abundance mindset.
Yes.
And that is
abundance instead of famine.
Yes.
Big
like
game
there
changer.
Is more than enough.
I've been the in-house lender or rented a desk at, I don't know now, maybe four different real estate, not only companies, but different offices. And you're absolutely right. There's even other offices that are like, well, I don't want to tell anybody about my listing yet. And I don't want to. You guys
are like
that.
Secret agents.
Great idea. I feel like we need to play some music with that. But anyway.
Secret listings, secret agents.
Yes. But you guys are very, yes, they're crazy. That was me whispering the crazy, but crazy in a good way because, you know, hey, I need some help with this. Hey, can somebody go and grab, you know, can somebody do a smoke? Can somebody meet the fire department for a smoke for me? Can somebody cover an open house? Can somebody, that's not like that at a lot of other places.
Oh, no, it's not.
At all.
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with the printer. I can't get the forms to come up today. Why is this computer down? Oh, I'll do it for you here. What's the property? That's not like that at other places.
Well, I mean, I credit that to management.
And culture. The culture has just been built up in this office all the time. So being a servant leader is like what I like to call it. And I just feel as though every agent in the office has that. So and honestly, that just translates right over to the clients that y'all serve too.
Agreed.
I mean, that's just what you do with your clients. Yep. And so we just get to bring it and just share it with each other. So that's always fun. But try not to tell y'all when I go to manager's meetings.
I it's a testament though to how long people stay in this office.
Yes.
Mm. You know, you don't have a lot of jumping ship.
Nope, everyone stays. So
yeah. Great. Yeah, it's a great office. I've been in a number of offices too, and it's really a great culture.
I've only been in two. My business quadrupled when I went over to Cole.
Well, I've only been with one company. Well, I was DeWolf, but
he was
sold.
And then he came here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Same.
But it quadrupled
so
when
two
he came over
really
here.
Really
wow. Quadrupled.
That's times four.
So if you guys want to come and interview a Cobalt banker,
talk to Alona.
Talk to our manager, Alona Robbins.
Or reach out to Stephanie.
Or if you're too scared, reach out to us first.
Yeah.
We'd love to have Kate Keach, Stephanie Weinstein.
Yeah.
we'll hook you up with our manager.
Yes. And that goes to freshman agents too, like new to the industry. Like come right. and learn from people who have abundance mindset, who want to help and share and right. help cultivate and really take a vested interest in growing new agents, right up to experienced yeah. agents who you want the support, we've got it. I think we added up all the years. Our back office support, if you like take all of us, we have over, I think, like almost 45 years of real estate experience between Kelly, Kathy, Bethany, and myself.
That's impressive.
Amazing.
Yes.
You know, I once had a top producer agent in Foxborough. He tried to recruit me. And he said, oh, he goes, I only recruit Coldwell Banker agents. He said, because they have the best training and they're the best agents.
Yes, I agree.
Well, it's a breath of fresh air when you have a Coldwell Banker agent on the other end, yes. at least in my experience. You know what else is another one, though? Jack Conway. What? I generally have good experiences mm-hmm. with Jack Conway agents. Mm-hmm. You came from Jack Conway.
I came from Jack Conway.
Yeah. No coincidence.
Oh.
They're great.
That's all I have to say.
In my experience, anyway.
Oh.
tomorrow night. Kelly's party. So we have Kelly Carroll, who is like the most amazing.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Admin. And you guys had a party for her last night.
We did. We pulled it off. She did not even
a surprise.
Know that we were having a surprise
Let's party. Bring her on the podcast and talk about it. I know.
But surprise her.
Yeah. So celebrated 30 years. Jessie figured out her cake that she wanted.
I must have asked her. Our offices are side by side. So I started like at 11 o'clock. Oh, I have such a urge for sugar today. Oh, maybe I should get a pliable today, yeah. right?
You know, Jessie, honestly, it's surprising you didn't blow this.
No. So I start. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should go to, I'll just go to pliable or maybe I should cheat and go to White's. What should I get at White's? Oh, what should I, right? And I'm trying to get her to tell me.
I would have been like, can you please shut up? I'm trying to work.
No, I'm sure she probably was like that after a little bit.
So finally, after like the fourth time that I've tried to say, what should I get at White's? I'm like, Cal, what's your favorite cake at White's? What do you think? Carrot cake or something else? Because someone in the office thought that her favorite cake was carrot cake.
Who Thank said goodness that? We did not Gina? Like that.
No, Gina hasn't been around. Linda said, I think it's carrot cake. She's like, oh, I like the checkered board cake. And I'm like, I finally go down to the office and I'm like, alone. I'm like, thank God. Right. It only took me 14 times of mentioning some cake at White's to find out what her favorite was. So right before we went, and then there was this gorgeous, I think it ended up being chocolate, this gorgeous round cake that had a million flowers and all the pastel. Frostings. Oh, it was gorgeous. So I got both of them because there was enough people coming to eat.
Oh, there you go. How many people made it out there to the party?
Almost 30.
Nice. Awesome.
So it was good. Awesome. It was really good.
I pitched in for the food and the gift, even I did though
too.
I wasn't coming.
I did too.
Yes. So did Meredith.
It was great.
I planned to stop by, but it's
hard with
happen.
Kids after school.
Yeah, and I had to go to one of the listing. I couldn't.
Yeah.
You were selling another house?
You were selling another house. You were doing a listing. Yes.
I tried.
But it was really great. She was surprised. I told her probably like an hour and a half before. I'm like, oh, do you think you can come to a meeting with me?
Perfect. Brilliant. She's so deserved. 30 years with our company.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
Like her knowledge is unbelievable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly think that that's probably one of the biggest keys to our success in that office.
Yeah. It is Kelly. Carol.
No question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Well, girls, ladies, manager, loan officer, it's time to say goodbye.
Oh, we've learned a lot.
I kind of want to just hang out.
I know, but I can't. I have a photo shoot.
I got so much to do. My computer died yesterday. And I spoke with Apple for 3 hours yesterday at the office. Uh-huh. I was dying a slow death. And I brought it home and it still wasn't fixed. And they said, you got to go tomorrow at 1:30.
To an Apple store.
Yeah. And
I think it's Edwin.
I was
having
like,
weird things happening with your stuff. And that's how they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go to the Apple store. They'll fix it.
Her phone was dead last week.
Yeah.
Oh, legit. 2 minutes.
Verizon and Apple said it was dead. Anyway, so last night I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it one more time. And it tries again, 2 hours and 19 minutes. And I was like, I'll go to bed and see if it comes back. Otherwise, I got to get myself a new laptop tomorrow. And? Wake up this morning. Boom. Fine.
And it's on.
Perfect.
She's still going to get a new one.
The phone.
Yeah, sometimes I think electronics, you just have to shut it off, let them know who the boss is.
But something's up.
Something is up. Because literally went through tech support highest level yesterday.
And how long have you had it?
It's old. 7 years. Six years. No question. That's why I was going to go buy one today. But the point is, like, I get up today and I call Apple. I'm like, give away my appointment. I'm going to
get a new one, but someone needs to have that fix-it appointment.
You're the third person who told me their computer has completely died. Like, it just automatically died.
And, my phone did, too. Literally in the middle of the night, like, nothing came on. Done.
I'm That's really crazy. Getting stressed. Adam's holding up numbers for us.
We
five,
see the timer, Adam. Don't stress us out.
This is so, like when you're public speaking. They give you the countdown in the
All right,
back.
Girls. We got to wrap this up.
Did I'm Meredith Keach.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, wait. Did you have fun?
So it was fun.
Do you want to come back?
Always.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And who are you?
I'm Meredith Keach.
And who are you?
Jesse Paquette.
And who are you?
Alona Robbins.
And I'm Stephanie Weinstein. And that is the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Woo!